In brightest day,
in blackest night.
Crash your enemies. See them driven before you. They hear the lamentation of the women.
Welcome to Comic Culture, the radio show that champions the local comic book store. And this week, the champions Free Comic Book Day. We're broadcasting at 93.3 CFMU McMaster Radio. And we're podcasting at comicbookdaily.com and getthepointradio.com. I am Walter Duralia, Overstreet Price Guide Advisor.
And I am Chris Owen, Professor of Comic History at Hamilton's Mohawk College.
And as always, we are your free comic book guides.
So come grab us while we last. Limit two per person.
Two per person? Yes, Chris.
Now, well,
most comic shops will have a limit.
That's right. Yeah. Now I'm sure we'll get into that a little bit more. But what's Big B's limit?
I don't know. I have to ask. I'm not in on those decisions, those important decisions.
Right.
I'm sure it's something reasonable.
Sure.
Like 17. Don't quote me on that.
Right.
I think ours is unlimited. You can just come
just
and take everything.
Just come on down, yeah, whatever you
that
want.
That first guy that walks in, we're done.
Whatever you want. That sounds great. Well, you know, Walt, it's a wonderful day. This is May the 2nd already. Can you believe this? May the 2nd.
May
it's,
the 2nd,
it's
yeah.
It's going on already.
We missed last week.
Unfortunately, there's a whole bunch of stuff going on.
Well,
it was tax season.
Yeah, tax season. And it was Chris Owen in Pittsburgh.
That's right. It was in Pittsburgh the weekend before that. So before, not this past weekend, but the weekend before.
Right. Yes,
and,
you were.
And, you know, I was there for, well, it was a bit of a wedding thing. I am getting married later on this year. Sorry.
In Pittsburgh?
No. So this was our guys' stag weekend away.
You know, and what better place than a comic book?
Well, exactly. You know, most guys would want to go to a strip club or Las Vegas. I like to go to, you know,
to see Stan Lee.
That's right. Stan Lee was there. And,
he was right. Yeah, he was.
Yeah, he was there. And
did you get to meet him?
Well, you know what? I've met him. This will be the second time I've met him. You know, it was a little bit different. And when I've met him before, he actually got a chance to like shake his hand, and say hello, how are you doing? This one was completely assembly line. He is like two tables away from you. You give the guy your ticket and the book, and then he hands the book. He takes the ticket, sticks it down, hands the book to somebody else, and then that guy hands it to Stan. Stan signs it. You know, you kind of say thank you from across the room, and then he says thanks, and then the book gets handed to somebody else, and then you get your book back.
Let me ask you a question. In your professional estimate, how many times would he have said Excelsior
in his life?
That weekend.
Oh, that weekend probably not that many times.
No. That's what people want to hear.
I know. You know,
if he was smart, he would say, okay, you know, the first 20 people in line can hear me clearly.
That's right, every 20th person, he does
Excelsior.
That new
group in line. And then when you're the guy being told Excelsior, you kind of walk out proud.
He told me Excelsior.
Not you, buddy.
Yeah.
Me.
He did say, when I gave him, for my book to get him signed, to get him the signature, I gave him the Thor with the first appearance of the Destroyer, and he did say nice when he saw it. Whereas everybody else, he was just sort of like,
right. Oh, you got a nice.
I got a nice. Yeah. So I was happy about that.
Now, who was I talking to? Somebody, I think, that went down with you.
Okay.
He handed in a, it was like a sex scene or something from the 60s from a newspaper strip that he wrote. But it wasn't like a sex scene.
Okay.
It was just like a sexual innuendo.
Oh, okay,
scene.
Okay. I don't think it went down with me.
No, okay, and the guy said, Stan, do you remember when you wrote this? And Stan goes, do I ever?
Nice.
That would
nice.
Be worth the 50 nice. Bucks you had to pay.
Absolutely.
Was it 50?
I think so. I think it was like 49 or 45 or something.
Bargain.
Like that. Well, here's
you
should
have got two.
Well, you know what? So if you got the VIP ticket, that got you in for the weekend it was $200. It got you in for the weekend, and it got you two VIP passes to get something signed by Stan. So
right.
It probably would have been worth it, but it was a lot of money, right?
Right.
So $200. So we just stood in line for 3 hours. That was much better.
Yeah. Excellent use of your time.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But you know what? Pittsburgh Convention, good convention. A lot of fun. A lot of people dressed up.
Good.
One thing that I saw that I thought was missing was Harley.
Harley?
Right? Like, Harley was not there, right, okay. And I thought that's the kind of show he should be at.
Was Mario and Sid there?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay,
good.
Yeah, they were there. Not really too sure who they are, but...
Mario Lemieux, Sidney Crosby, you know.
Yeah, oh, yeah, they were there. Yeah, they were there.
Okay.
No, but a lot of the big dealers were there, and right. George Perez, of course, was there, too, so that was kind of fun.
George, a fixture now,
yeah,
isn't
he? Yeah, absolutely. He really is.
All right, Chris, let's move this baby along. It's,
all right.
It's our free comic book day show.
Yeah,
it's
lots to talk about.
But we should hit books that are not free. I'm sorry.
Yes,
not all comics can be free. You have to go out and buy these today and tomorrow at your local comic book shop in order to allow your local comic book shop to afford to give those away on Saturday,
right? Yes, absolutely.
So you do your part, we'll do ours.
All right. Well, so let's start off with New This Week, as always. And New This Week is brought to you by Stretchy Pants. Superhero comic books just wouldn't be the same without them, so why not go out and buy yourself a pair today?
Yeah, stretchy pants.
They're always good, you know. Yeah. You know what? You know, you see an awful lot of stretchy pants at comic conventions.
You do.
I'm just saying.
For the wrong reasons.
Well, sometimes for the right reasons, sometimes
for the wrong reasons. Right,
yeah.
Right. It's all good, as you
say,
though. Right?
Well, sometimes not so much, but I'll go along with that.
All right, Chris. What are we highlighting, featuring, showing off this week?
You know what? I got to say that of all the books that we're going to talk about this week, Marvel has the I would have to say probably the least amount of interesting books. So I had to, I just chose one, so almost at random here.
There goes my sponsorship request from Marvel that I sent off
earlier
today.
I just chose, I chose the Defenders. I thought it was an interesting take on the old Defenders. I mean, it has, you know, it's got Silver Surfer in it. It's got Iron Fist in it, and I'm really not too sure who some of the other characters are. It's it looks interesting, though.
Right. There's
I flipped through it, and it looked like be like a giant bug that looked like Silver Surfer in it. I have to say I did not read it, but it did look interesting, and written by Matt Fraction, though.
Matt Fraction, good
and
writer.
He's a good writer.
Good writer.
Yeah.
And Defenders is one of those, you know, it's a tale of two cities, right?
Yeah.
Avengers is just hogging it all.
Absolutely.
And the Defenders is like, eh, right? And now here's a question. DC, over on DC,
yes.
The JLA,
yeah.
It's like, is there a second team, but not like non-continuity, like there's JSA, yeah, I'm not a good
Well, there's
team.
JSA, there's non-continuity right there for it.
Yeah.
There's JLA, JSA, the Justice League International.
Yeah,
right,
but they're
you
all
know.
Like derivatives of Justice League, right?
Well, yeah, but I mean, this is the Defenders, the Avengers, like it's all kind of the same thing. I mean, remember even
they're
back...
They're derivative of...
Well, remember even back in the day, the original Avengers had the Defenders as part of their teams,
yeah.
Right? And they just went off and did their own thing for a bit. So,
all right. Okay.
You know.
So, Marvel, Defenders number 6 at your local shop today. Please check that out as a New This Week fan.
Right. And next up, of course, we had to talk about this because this is this is big news.
It is.
So, of course, DC is launching their whole Earth 2 series of comics this week.
Yes, they are.
And we've got World's Finest Huntress and Power Girl.
Woo!
And, of course, you know, for those of you who don't know, I'm a bit of a Power Girl fan.
A bit.
And I'm very disappointed in the way that that George Perez has designed the new Power Girl outfit.
Absolutely terrible. She's got, like, a turtleneck.
Yeah, basically, yeah.
You know, just,
yeah.
No, it's wrong.
There's nothing going on there.
No.
And you know what, the one thing that she was known for before is now gone. Like,
right.
The window to the universe, as the creator,
well,
Wally Wood would say.
One of her main weapons against her male adversaries.
That's right. Was
is now taken away.
That's right, yes.
Yeah, but
distraction.
If you notice a Supergirl as well, she's got the turtleneck thing happening all the way up to her chin.
Yeah.
And so does you're going to kill me here. The female Robin? Is it just Robin? Is it still Robin? If it's a female Robin, is it still Robin?
Oh, I think that's I think that's meant to be like kind of like in the past kind of thing. I'm not really too sure what's going on with that.
Okay.
But there's the Huntress is there. The Huntress looks exactly the same.
Yes.
As before. So why do
just
they have
as purple as before?
Well, why do they have to go ahead and change the whole Power Girl outfit? That's what I don't understand.
So you and I could talk about it on the radio.
Well, yeah, but you know, I'd rather talk about other good things than having to be complaining about these kind of things.
Good. Now, here's a question for me to you. What do you think? Do you think comic shops have underordered this? Do you think, you know, the whole New 52 is, you know, that was just a surprise, and this is now a new direction for DC with the Earth 2.
Right.
Obviously, I'm going to guess that it's not going to be as well received as the New 52, but do you see this as a hit?
Well, you know what? I think that's an excellent question. I don't think that these are going to sell nearly as well as the original New 52 sold.
Right.
Even though they're number ones, I still think that the original New 52 are going to be the ones that people are going to still search out after. These ones, although the number ones, I don't think that they're going to fly off the shelves the way the original ones did.
Right. Well, yeah, and here's the thing, right? Here's the thing. Comic companies, especially conglomerate comic companies like DC, you know, they'll start everything anew, but they love their history.
Right.
Thus, the world's finest.
Mark, exactly. Right? Yeah.
They can't get rid of that world's finest. World's finest was never, I won't say never, but it had maybe a stretch where it was hot.
Right.
But it was like always, all right, let's dig out world's finest again.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, and world's finest.
We own the name, might as well use it.
I mean, and I don't want to say that, you know, world's finest always had bizarre stories, because really back in the day, all of DC comics
right.
had weird stories, right?
Yeah.
But I mean, world's finest became sort of like this really weird comic in the 70s and. It just wasn't as great as it should have been.
Yeah.
But then, now granted, but then remember, you know, World's Finest, you know, they kind of, then they made the Batman and Superman comic later on with Ed McGuinness and Jeff Loeb and all that, which was a great comic.
Yes.
But
they didn't have to hook it to a World's Finest
No,
thing.
Exactly.
That's probably why it had a freshness to it.
Right, exactly.
As soon as I read World's Finest, I get the connotation of the old World's Finest, and it ruins it for me.
Well,
that's
my point. There's a bit of a campiness to the old one.
So maybe this is what the... I don't think that this is what they were going for with these girls, though. Can't be.
I hope not.
Well, anyway, you're a DC fan, or if you're a Huntress or Power Girl fan, check out World's Finest, number one, your local comic shop.
Absolutely.
Today.
Absolutely. All right. So for our alternative comics, as we like to do a bit of everything for the week, I had to choose the Tick and Invincible crossover. And now this is the 100th issue of The Tick, believe it or not. So The Tick started a long time ago by Ben Edlund.
Yep.
This is the 100th issue, and it's still being published by New England Comics, and still going strong. But I just like the fact that it's actually a crossover with the Invincible, which was an Image comic.
Right. Yeah, you know what? The Tick is like would you call it like an underground success? Was it like?
I'd say it's underground.
It
success.
Was an underground
for sure.
Success.
Yeah, absolutely.
It had its own cartoon on TV.
It did. It had it not only had a cartoon, it actually had a live action series as well with the guy that played he played Putty from Seinfeld. He was Elaine's boyfriend. He played.
Oh, right.
He played the Tick.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, so.
Cool.
Yeah, yeah. So things. So he has actually. Done very well, actually. You know, he was in the cartooning world because he plays voices on Family Guy as well.
Oh, awesome!
Yeah, yeah. But anyways, getting back.
All right,
to
getting
the
back
comics,
to the Tick and Invincible. So this is kind of NEC's way of celebrating the 100th issue by bringing in a prominent, I guess, co-star.
That's right. Yeah. Well, it's
why not call Batman or Spider-Man?
Well, you know, I guess they want to do a.
They called them. Their agents never
They never got back.
Yeah,
so. I guess they wanted to do something different and with Invincible, with Image. But it's funny how the Image logo, I didn't see it anywhere on there.
Right, right.
So I guess because of the way that there's ownership with the characters, they can pretty well do whatever they want with them. And I just thought it was interesting.
Good, excellent. So check that out. That looks interesting. Nice and thick book. It's a Thick Tick.
Thick Tick.
And that's at your local comic shop today.
Yep. Okay, and we've also got Bongo Comics, which
Bongo.
Is, of course, the Simpsons comics. We've got Bart Simpson's pal, Milhouse, issue number one.
Oh, yeah, Milhouse. Who's Milhouse?
Milhouse is Bart Simpson's pal.
Oh, okay.
So he's like little
like,
buddy.
This is like a Jughead.
Exactly, yeah,
right.
yeah, exactly,
okay.
yeah. But that's an excellent excellent way of talking about it, because he really is, he's kind of a, you know, loserish kind of guy. Although
he's getting a wedgie on a flagpole on the cover issue,
yeah.
which is great.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Right.
That's always good.
Right. And you know what? The Simpsons property has such a great core following.
Oh, it really does. Yeah.
Everybody's going to be picking up Milhouse number one.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. So that's Milhouse number one from Bongo Comics. at your local comic book shop today.
Yes. Now, do we want to talk about new comics yet, or the free comic book day?
No, we'll save those for free comic book day later on in the show.
Alrighty then. Well, we'll have a quick musical interlude, and we've got a little bit of the old Metamorpho for you.
Metamorpho, starts out in old Egypt land. Metamorpho, metamorpho, Rex Mason was his real name. Metamorpho, metamorpho, a soldier of fortune didn't care about fame. Metamorpho, metamorpho, until fate took a hand in the game. What a change!
Love it. All right, Chris, let's jump right into comic culture mailbag.
Right.
And comic culture mailbag is brought to you by comic book speculators, artificially increasing the value of comic books since 1991. And I'd like to personally thank a lot of those guys because I've made a good buck on a few books.
Nice.
All right. Chris, so... the first one is addressed to you.
Oh, okay.
And it reads like this. Dear Chris, can you use PIM particles to grow a certain part of the male anatomy? I'm not asking for myself, but I have a friend who wants to know.
Well, you know, first of all, we should probably let our listeners know that PIM particles are what, you know, Giant Man and Ant Man use in order to both grow and shrink.
Yeah,
right,
grow.
Right.
Yeah.
And you know what? So, you know, Jeff, I feel for you. You know what? I've been there. I too am bald. I would love to be able to grow more hair on my head, but you know what? I just, you know, it's tough to do. I don't know if you can use PIM particles to do that. I would hope so. But I don't think you can do them for just parts of, you know, just the hair or the arm or whatever you want. Unfortunately,
right.
I think it's all or nothing.
Right. I'm not sure if he meant that, but I you know, that's a great answer.
Oh,
we'll leave it at that. We'll just leave it at that. Jeff, listen, just Google that, and I'm sure you'll come up with some better answers than what Chris gave. All right.
There's another question here, though, Walt.
Oh, is there?
Yeah. It says, Dear Walt, I try to collect comics where funny things happen, like The Flash getting fat or Jimmy Olsen marrying a gorilla. Now, are funny comics sought after the same way as, say, first appearances? This is from Darlene from Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan.
See, that's our second email from Moose Jaw.
Get out of town!
Yeah, I remember a couple of weeks back or a month or two back we got an email.
Well, you know, maybe I guess we must be popular in Moose Jaw.
Yeah, Moose Jaw. Yeah. Listen, Darlene, unfortunately, Darlene, they're not. I'm sorry. What is as popular as number one is comics with, like, hidden swear words or hidden penises on the cover.
Are you allowed to say that on the air?
Absolutely.
Oh, all right.
And though, you know, Chris, going back to that last question.
Right.
It would be pretty hard to hide a penis on a pin particle.
It really would.
That twice.
a penis. I can't do it.
Right. So, no, unfortunately, Darlene, you're SOL. On the funny stuff.
Right.
So the risque, you know, lowbrow, crass, hidden penises will always win the day at market.
Are there a lot of those out there?
Oh, there are. And what you have to do is when you're putting comic books on auction on eBay.
Yeah.
Right? Even if it doesn't have one, just put hidden penis.
And you'll get lots of money
for
it.
And you'll get at least a lot of people looking at it.
All right.
They're going, you know what they're going to be like, where the hell is it? I don't see it.
It
must be there somewhere. I'm going to buy it just to find it. Right.
All right. I like it. All right. Well, let's see. That's it for mailbag. If you do have any comments or questions for mailbag, please write in.
All right.
Okay. So we've got some new images. We're going to go right to... what do we got? Trailer track.
You know, I'm in a little bit of mourning.
Why?
Well, the Avengers is coming up this weekend, and there will be no more new films.
Well, yes and no, because you know what? We've got Spider-Man, and we still have Batman coming out.
You know what? Thank you for saying that. That just cheered me up.
Yeah, there you
go.
Right.
So we got lots and lots. Right. And speaking of which, you have found some new Spider-Man still.
Yeah, so there are some new images from The Amazing Spider-Man coming out. Of course, this is going to come out July the 3rd. And, as of right, I mean, of course, right now, everybody's talking about, of the Avengers. But pretty soon, people are going to talk about Spidey.
Avengers is so yesterday.
Yeah. No, yeah. I know. Yeah,
Spiders
it's so
is so
yesterday.
Today.
Yeah, it's
right.
so yesterday. There's two stills that have come out. The first one has Spider-Man, sort of like, he looks like he's in handcuffs, and it's the New York Police Department, where... trying to, have their guns trained on him.
Right.
Which is, that's about all you get.
Right.
And the second one has Spider-Man who, Andrew Garfield, who plays Spider-Man, doesn't have his mask on. I mean, he's in a laboratory.
Chris, you listen to yourself talk.
I know.
Can you listen to yourself talk?
I know!
You're talking about two pictures.
I know.
Of Spider-Man. And you're explaining them to the public. You know why, though? Because they want to know.
Because people want to know this stuff.
Unfortunately, they want to know.
This is trailer trash.
They
want to
know. This is trailer trash. So get out there and just Google that, and you'll find these gorgeous, gorgeous Spider-Man
films
for your enjoyment.
Yes.
What else we got?
And we got two things here I want to talk about. So we've got the Dark Knight Rises high def trailer.
Oh, that I watched that.
It looks good.
Pretty
it looks
cool.
Yeah, it looks pretty good.
We razz the trailer trash.
I know.
But honestly, trailer trash is good entertainment.
Well, yeah, it is.
I mean, this one was.
This looks this looks amazing. I got to say, this it actually Bane looks like one of the most frightening villains that Batman has ever faced.
Yeah.
I mean, you thought Joker was
Joker's just kind of slap ass silly.
Yeah, this looks pretty hardcore.
Yeah.
So the new trailer came out, but I have a little something to talk about as well as the trailer for Batman that Warner Brothers put out. So basically the Dark Knight Rises movie coming out soon, and so Warner Brothers decided to have a little game of scavenger hunt, basically, where they gave you, it's kind of like a fake list of where there's graffiti throughout the, it's hard to describe. So they basically gave a list of 100 different cities all over the world.
Right.
And basically you had to go and take a picture of a poster or a piece of graffiti or something that happened to be in that city. And if you email it to Warner Brothers, they will add another frame to a new trailer. So you get 1/24th of a second for every piece of graffiti that you sent into them that was on their list of things to see.
Wow, you know what would be cool, though? Well, you know what would be cool?
What's that?
If people went mental on this stuff and they sent in 87,001, enough for the whole movie?
Well, it doesn't work like that. It's just for a trailer. Just for a trailer.
Okay, just for
a trailer. And once one of those things is done, it's done, right?
Okay.
Because one thing in... And it's all over the world. I guess that one's for China, Argentina. It's all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, it tells users to track down pieces of themed graffiti at a series of addresses in a number of countries across the world, and then email them and email the photos of this graffiti. And then for every user that does this, you get one extra 24.
Now, what are they trying to do here, Chris? This is one of those viral things?
Yeah, basically,
whatever it's called. Yeah. Some sort of guerrilla advertising?
Basically, they're trying to get people
promotion.
To be more involved.
But, that's limiting. That's for the real young go-getters.
Well, yeah, I'm not going to do it. I don't have time for that.
I'm not going to do it.
But
either.
You know what? There are a lot of people that have lots of time on their hands.
Okay.
Right?
All right. Well, I mean, hey, listen, they, I guess they know what they're doing.
They do. They do.
They're making the Batman movie.
Yeah.
All right. Let's finish Trailer Trash, Chris, with, we're including this because The Lone Ranger, of course, was a very popular comic book in the 1940s and 1950s.
And, of course, a pulp radio show.
Yeah. And Johnny Depp, of course, is playing Tonto in the new Lone Ranger movie. And he's famously really, really wanted the role.
Yeah.
And he took a pay cut just to get the part and
right.
make sure that the film is produced.
Right,
so,
right.
Because he really wants this role. And there's now stills of Johnny Depp in full Tonto regalia.
Which I think is cool. Yeah. It's very cool, yeah. It's
a
cool
lot
that,
of bare chest shots, you know, a lot of paintings, a lot
right,
of
right.
war paint type
yeah,
stuff
yeah,
on
yeah.
his chest.
When I heard that Johnny Depp wanted to be in Lone Ranger, I immediately thought he was going to be the Lone Ranger.
Yeah.
But no, turns out he's going to be
Tonto.
Johnny,
yeah,
don't,
Johnny don't play it like that.
No.
Johnny wants to be the weird guy.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, not that Tonto is weird. Heaven forbid.
No, but
he's
I would say he's probably the more interesting of the two
yeah.
characters,
oh, absolutely,
right?
Yeah.
You know, because less is known about him.
Right. All right. So that is let's cut that as trailer trash and go right into industry news.
All right.
Because man, like we're halfway through, Chris.
I know we got a lot to talk about. I know. We got
all
a
right,
lot to talk
about. Do we do industry news sponsor? Of course we do.
Of course we do.
We
Come
do.
On,
industry news is brought to you by the Niagara Falls Comic Con, June 9th. At the Scotiabank Center, Convention Center in Niagara Falls, a very, very worthwhile show to go to because I will be set up there.
I think I'm going to come down and attend that show as well.
Excellent.
Yeah, I think
Excellent.
I will.
Make sure you come by the booth and say hi.
I might. Oh, I never get a chance to talk to you.
Right, yeah. All right, perfect. All right, let's move right into industry news.
All right.
What better thing to talk about than the Avengers?
Well, yeah, you know, Avengers, you know, although it hasn't officially opened up in North America yet,
no.
It has officially opened up overseas, and it's already earning an estimated $178 million over the first weekend.
Yeah, and ninth best overseas opening of all time.
Yeah.
But it did not even open in the major markets of Russia, China, and Japan.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, you put those three together, and it would be right up there.
I think the first opening was in, like, Australia or something, wasn't
yeah,
it? Like, the
yeah.
official first opening?
Which is great.
Yeah.
Which I mean, you know, we won't spend too much time on this, but it bodes well for the movie. All the indicators so far for the Avengers are boding well for the movie. The movie's going to be a big hit.
Yes.
I just hope, Chris, I hope. Against hope sometimes.
Hoping against hope.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That it's a really good movie.
I hope so, too.
Yeah.
You know what? I kind of want to see it. I want to see it early, only because, not because I'm such a big fan.
Yeah.
I want to have my own opinion about it. I want to see it before
everybody starts saying it was awesome, overrated.
Yeah, I want to see it like the first weekend before I hear anything about it. That way I can have my own opinion about it.
All right. Well, hey, you know what? Anybody listening in the Southern Ontario, Hamilton area, Silver City in Ancaster has got the only IMAX version.
That's right. And they're having a midnight version of it
on Thursday night. We'll be there as a store. Big deal.
We'll
be there handing out flyers for free comic book day. They let us in there. We weaseled our way in when we said we'd give people going to Avengers movie something free.
Maybe I'll go to the midnight version then.
Perfect.
Maybe. Yeah.
All right.
All right.
What else do we have? Go ahead.
Sorry, I was going to say, so Fox is now
Fox
the movie company. No, not Foxy. Not Foxy Brown.
No.
Okay. Fox, the movie company,
yeah.
Has decided that they're going to be looking into doing some new movies based on the mutants we know and love, the New Mutants. Yes. So
yes,
of course,
I remember them.
So of course they did. You know, Fox came out and they did this great X-Men movie with X-Men First Class, and now there's going to be a sequel to that.
Right.
And they're trying to reboot the Fantastic Four and Daredevil as well. So now
and Wolverine. They're making Wolverine Part 2, I think, in Japan.
That's right. So now they're looking at doing a New Mutants movie. Now they're actually thinking about going to the well and looking at the stuff that Chris Claremont did for Marvel at the time.
Yeah.
You know, they're sort of like
Claremont. He did his mutants well in the '80s.
Yes.
Didn't he? Yeah.
Yes.
And a lot of that stuff that he did is kind of the basis for. I guess the rest of the where those teams went.
Right.
He kind of the platform was built by Claremont.
Well, and so the thought is that in the original New Mutants, there was basically a different. It was sort of like the League of Nations, right?
Yeah.
Because they had a different character from a different part of the world, and so now with all these movies opening up worldwide and having all these great access to all these great movies, they're thinking that with a more diverse character crew in the movie. It might actually do better worldwide, not just in North America.
Right. Yes. They have, The old one, of course, had the Vietnamese girl, the Scotsman, the Brazilian, the Native American. and the Kentuckian. Yeah. No, the Kentuckian would be like an American.
Well, yeah, he was Cannonball, remember?
Yeah, yeah. And the native, the Scotsman, though, that's, you know, let's have some haggis.
Speaking of Scotsman, I wonder how Danny Champion, oh no, he's from England.
He's from Never Say.
I was just joking, Danny, right. You know I love you.
Just
want to see what you think.
This is very exciting. Now remember, you and I are both comic fans of that era.
Yeah.
Remember that, there was a sequence of New Mutants around the teens to the 20s where I think Bill Sienkiewicz
did those
covers.
Oh, yeah, amazing.
And
covers.
It was just beautiful artwork in that little era of New Mutants.
That's when there was a character, Warlock, came on the scene. And Warlock was this weird mechanical computer chip type
thing.
And they got Bill Sienkiewicz to do the covers for it. It was just amazing.
Just stunning.
Yeah,
now,
stunning.
New Mutants is also famous for later on, right near the end of their run, that title introduced two very prominent Marvel characters, and I'm going to test your mantle here.
Okay, go ahead.
Go ahead. Number, which was the first?
Cable.
Cable, and number 87, and then right after?
Was Deadpool.
Deadpool, number 98, So, that New Mutants was a great run.
Yeah.
And it introduced, obviously,
now,
Cable and
just,
Deadpool.
We're going to get off topic very, very slightly here.
No, not us.
I know. Just very quickly, would you say that those are probably, I mean, for a long time, people said that Wolverine was the last great character to come out of Marvel. Would you say that now Deadpool is probably the last great character to come out of Marvel? Because he's after Gambit, and people still love Gambit.
Yeah.
But I would say that, you know, as far as great, great characters, interesting characters, you know, Deadpool's probably got to be one of the... Gotta be up there.
In terms of being big.
Yeah.
In terms of being able to carry his own title.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say, yeah.
It's got to be Deadpool.
Definitely. Deadpool.
Wow.
All right. All right, let's go to some sad news.
Oh, all right. Well, is everything okay? Are you all right?
No, I'm fine. But apparently ScarJo...
ScarJo.
Is that how you say it?
Isn't that it? Wasn't he in that movie Scarface?
Yeah. No. You're thinking of what do you call
Al Pacino.
It? Yeah.
Right.
No, not Al Pacino. You're thinking of
Cujo, the dog.
Okay. You've got me totally discombobulated.
Sorry. Okay. I don't know what you're talking about.
No, I'm talking about the very voluptuous and sexy ScarJo. Scarlett Johansson.
Boom.
She will not be appearing as Nikita Khrushchev in in Iron Man 3.
I believe her name is Natalia Romanova.
Natasha Romanoff, or whatever her name is.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Okay. You know what I meant. Natalia Romanova. Yes. Yeah. I'm sorry. Black Widow.
Right.
Okay?
Yes.
She was Black Widow in Iron Man 2. She did a great job.
And she'll be Black Widow in the Avengers movie.
Yeah. Who was Pepper Potts?
Gwyneth Paltrow.
Yeah. They played well together.
Yes,
I thought.
Absolutely.
It's going to be sad that she won't be in Iron Man 3. But you know what? She is a Marvel character that doesn't need to be tied to Iron Man.
Well, yeah.
Right?
And you know what? She's always been her own lone sort of self.
Yeah.
I mean, in the comics, she was a lone gunman when they
shoot. She's in. She's out.
She was in Daredevil for a while. She was in the Avengers for a while.
Yeah.
She's like, you know what I mean? Like, she was all over the place. So.
Girl gets around.
Way, hey-o.
All right. So, anyway, that's news that Scarlett Johansson won't be in Iron Man 3. And let's just stick to Avengers because what we're going to do, we're going to try to get the listeners so sick of Avengers that they'll want to stop listening to us and go see the movie.
Fair enough.
We both got this email from a listener to the show. And it was about Visa, the Visa company. They are, I guess, putting out a comic book to try to teach kids about money.
Oh, that's interesting.
So the heroes are having bank problems and money problems. And they're trying to fight the mole man, but they're also trying to, I guess, work out their financial situations. And there's lessons for kids.
So hold on. So does this mean, like, you know, Captain America... I wish I had paid more attention to my money because now I don't have enough gas for my motorcycle.
Yeah, something like that.
How are we going to go save the day?
I know. Well, remember in the old days, Spidey used to take a bus across town because he couldn't afford a cab.
No, that's right.
To get to the crime scene. So, I mean, I think this is good. I think this is fun. I read this on two websites. And maybe people listening can fill us in if they know. I don't know where you can get the hard copy. It says practicalmoneyskills.ca, a Canadian website, is where you can download the comic for free.
Yeah.
But I checked quickly the Marvel site, and there was no solicitation.
Well, you probably have to go to like wherever Visa is being promoted, right?
Yeah, and they say they're handing out a whole ton of them.
Well, maybe there's like some sort of festival or something like that you can get them at, like something where Visa has a little booth.
Well, anyway, I don't know what's going on there. I know that that's I like it. I think it's a great idea. It's debt, right? Debt is a big issue. You know, sort of go off on a tangent.
Right. Quickly,
is you listen to the radio and you know these debt recovery.
Yes, debt.
What I love about those is that they do cheery jingles for them.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
Here's call 310.
Yeah, I know. It's great. Yeah. Maybe I am in debt. Maybe I do need them. Yeah.
Well, anyway, so the Avengers is helping kids manage their money, and that's a great role model.
Well, that's nice. That's extremely nice of them. Well, let's have a quick musical interlude here before we continue on with the industry news, and nothing better than a little bit of Space Ghost. Yeah, me too. I love it.
All right, let's keep going with industry news, Chris. What have you dug out?
It's funny how, you know, DVD sales and things like that are still popular, of course, and they're still always coming with collector box sets, right? You know, so you can get like, a box set of the Lord of the Rings and you get all the trilogy involved.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes with a brand new movie comes out, you'll buy a box set and it has, like, you know, extra footage and things like that.
Sure.
Well,
sure.
This is no different in the pornographic industry, the adult film industry, as it were.
I did not know that.
Well, it is. And you know how they're doing all kinds of parodies of comics these days? Well, the new Thor XXX parody has a new box set, collector set coming out. So now you can get two discs, a special collector, two-disc edition of the Thor porno adult movie parody.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, would these things, like, would they have outtakes?
Probably.
Like miscues, I don't know. You know what I'm saying.
I know what you're saying.
I don't know how to properly say it.
Outtakes is right. Outtakes is right. Yeah. Flubs and things
Flubs,
like that.
Yeah.
But you know what?
Flubs.
I thought was interesting. I saw the box cover of this.
Of course you did.
And, okay, so you look at, there's Thor, there's Heimdall, you know.
Uh-huh.
And then there's Odin.
Right.
It brings a whole new meaning to the word one eye, doesn't it?
Oh, hello. Hey, Thor. Nice hammer.
I'm not Thor yet, but I will be.
Jesus. Let's get out of here before we really ruin this shit. More than we already have.
All right. Well, let's... Right.
Cool, though. So that, hey, listen. That is a great box set to have.
All right. Let's keep on going here.
Can I borrow yours?
Absolutely. When I'm done with it, which would be never.
Okay. Let's keep going.
Okay, so
Calgary.
Calgary had their big show this last weekend, and this is something that every conventioner wants to face. This is a problem that every convention company wants to have. They had to turn thousands of people away.
There's a trend here, Chris.
There is.
Remember, I'll say even 5 years ago.
Yeah.
You know, Canada is always inferiority complex here.
Yeah.
For some reason. Right? The San Diego Comic-Con, the Chicago Comic-Con,
yep.
the New York Comic-Con. You know, we had our Fan Expo. We were happy.
That was it.
That was our Fan Expo. Hey, we have Fan Expo. We're on the map, right? Well, flip it over the last couple of years. You have Montreal Comic-Con last year.
Yep.
They were turning people away, too.
They were sold out as well.
Yeah, people couldn't get in.
Yep.
Now you got Calgary.
Yep.
People are being turned away. Canada is a great, great place. The major cities are great places to hold comic book conventions.
I completely agree. I think you know, if you wanted to raise that as a question, I think the comic book industry itself, I think there's more people getting involved in comics and the comic book media type stuff all the time.
The culture of comics.
Of comics.
The cosplaying.
Yeah,
the,
all that stuff. People are getting more, it's becoming more accepted, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, beautiful
now,
to hear that.
Now, the main reason why this was sold out, though, was this was the first time that...
They held it in the guy's bedroom.
That's right. No.
Okay.
Two people allowed.
Yes.
No, this was the first time that not only did they have Stan Lee there, but they also had the entire cast of Star Trek The Next Generation reuniting for the first time since the series ended.
Wow.
So, including... Apparently, there's a couple guys like Will Wheaton who aren't involved in that stuff very often, and John Delancey, who's also not very involved in that stuff very often. So they had all these guys there. They're all there at one time, and this is apparently one of the reasons why, you know, they had tons of sales. But sadly, people were getting turned away. Even though people had tickets, they had already bought prepaid tickets.
Oh, that pissed me off.
They still couldn't get in.
That'd be really, really ticked.
Yeah.
Wow. Now, I'm a bit of a Star Trek fan.
Okay.
I think out that way in Alberta.
Yeah.
I think Vulcan, the town of
Vulcan. Oh, there is. That's right. Yeah. That's right.
So
yes.
I'm wondering, you know, they had the Star Trek Next Generation.
Yeah,
probably
yeah.
guys, tourists,
groupies, yep.
Star Trek fanatics are probably maybe hitting Vulcan on
sure,
the way up
yeah.
to get a little bit of mead.
You know, the Vulcan ale or whatever
Vulcan
it is.
Vulcan ale
yeah.
or whatever the heck it is.
Yeah.
Then they're heading off right to the Calgary Con, which is great.
Well,
great.
And this is horrible. Like, if you listen to this, they're talking about angry fans.
Mm-hmm.
They said that apparently one guy who was a fan stepped out just for a cigarette, and then couldn't go back in even to get to his children. So he's like, okay, kids, you continue waiting in line. I'll be back in a second, and then steps out for a cigarette. Oh, sorry, sir, you can't go. I can't get back in. Oh, but my kids are there. Sorry,
yeah.
we're booked.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, can you imagine?
I'd be so angry.
You know what? That guy. You know, honestly, Stan, if you're listening, that guy deserves a personal visit from Stan.
Yeah. Or the entire cast.
The entire cast.
Right.
You know? I'm sure this guy will make him pancakes. And
absolutely. Absolutely.
The kids would love it.
Yeah, for sure.
And, yeah, the kids probably don't care. They probably want to see some guy dressed up as an angry bird come in and say, the Calgary Con should send this person a whole bunch of stuff.
I agree.
Like next year, maybe a free weekend at the nice hotel in Calgary. You know, do a little bit of PR. Do a little bit of damage control.
Right, exactly.
Okay, Chris, I think we might have to get to TCAF right
now.
Oh,
all right, sure, we can do that, yep.
And now, we're going to talk about TCAF a little bit, of course, the Toronto Comic Arts Festival, but we will talk about TCAF only quickly if you promise that you will go to your local comic book shop first.
Right.
To attend your local comic shop's free comic book day festivities. Okay, this is, listen, we're waiting. We're waiting for your promise.
Yes. I heard a couple people.
All right, okay. Good. All right, so TCAF, of course, is going. Remember there was a scare, Chris, a couple months ago. The libraries were on strike. I went on The Beguiling, who hosts this event. I went on their website, and everything looks like a go.
Right, that's good.
So that's great. And, of course, this year, TCAF is doing things above and beyond the norm. They're getting way bigger. Beggar. Yeah, they're getting way bigger. They're moving to other big venues. They're doing a thing in a big ballroom at the official convention of the TCAF, which
okay,
is the
right.
Marriott Bloor Yorkville High Park Ballroom.
Okay, right.
And so that fits tons of people, and they're going to have their large panels there.
Right.
It fits a couple hundred people
or more.
Whereas the libraries had those little anterooms there.
Right.
Fit 30, 40, and a lot of the events that they had, it was too small for them.
Right.
So basically, TCAF has definitely outgrown the main reference library on Yonge and Bloor.
Where it started, yeah.
Yeah. And now it's moving on into little venues outside of the place. TCAF also this year will be doing workshops for the first time.
Yeah, this is awesome. I love that.
And my favorite is Jeff Smith of Bone is going to do an inking workshop.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
I love his inking. I love his style.
Awesome,
inking, yeah.
Right?
Very simple, but very, very effective.
Yeah, and there's a couple of cool things going on. I don't know if you want to highlight any of them Saturday and Sunday that are happening. They are giving away free comics on the Saturday.
As they should be, yeah.
As they should be. As part of Free Comic Book Day. They're doing on the second floor. They're doing a whole bunch of kids themed stuff.
So now I may be putting you on the spot here. I don't know if you know this. So is the main convention center where the main artists are going to be, or are there going to be nothing but panels, or like, you know, you're mentioning the convention
I believe
center.
The library is still going to be.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Where
but they're doing the panels at the convention. Okay.
Where the main artists I think Kate Beaton, who did Heart, a Vagrant, and Guy Delisle. Oh, all right. And the guy that did Key Sweet Home as well is going to be there. Kanata guy.
Konami Kanata, yeah.
Yeah, and I think they're all going to be at the main reference line.
Right, okay. Sorry, okay.
For the headliners. But again, these panels and stuff are all over the place.
They're all going to be.
There's one happening at a bar on the second floor, somewhere near the library.
Right,
so
they're all going to be at the official convention hotel at the Marriott Bloor Yorkshire High Park Ballroom.
Yeah, well, the good part about it, you can just go on Google TCAF, and they have a pretty good synopsis of a review of their full program.
Awesome, that's great. Now, let's do one more before we go to...
Oh, right. Free Comic Book Day. So we're going to start Free Comic Book Day. We're going to start with a little story on Free Comic Book Day, and then head into a musical segue before we tackle Free Comic Book Day.
Yes.
And this is a great little Free Comic Book Day idea presented by our friend Danny Champion out London way.
Yeah, I love this idea, by the way.
Hello, across the seas,
Danny. Hello, Danny.
Hello. So Mr. Champion on Free Comic Book Day has come up with an idea from his Across the Pond blog on, he's a creator, but he's, what would you call him? He's not, he's like an up and coming creator that wants to break into
the... He's a beginner,
He's not a beginner, but he's been at it for a while, but he wants to break into the big publishers and make a name for himself.
Right.
So he thought, hey, Free Comic Book Day, why don't next year I put out a free comic?
I think it's a great idea, yeah.
And I get like a 10,000 print run.
Yep.
And I distribute it through Marvel.
Yep.
And, you know, it's so hard, Chris.
Distribute
to get
it from Marvel.
Sorry, through Diamond.
Yeah.
Because it's so hard for these, we get it as a shop. We get solicited a lot by creators.
Yeah,
right?
Sure.
Self-published
creators.
Hey,
will you sell my book?
Hey, you know, can I put like 15 copies here? You don't have to.
Yeah.
You can only, you know, just give me one you sell. That
type of thing.
And it's like, I don't know. I don't got the space.
Tough sell.
Right. Whereas, what a perfect day, Free Comic Book Day. You have a whole bunch. Now, the trick here would be for, and Danny expands on the idea by saying, hey, why don't other people that are interested, other artists that are interested, contact me. You know, Dark Horse does a flip book.
Yeah.
They're saving money.
Yeah.
Dark Horse does a Conan and Star Wars or whatever, and they're trying to get two birds with one stone.
Yeah.
Danny's going, why don't we get four birds with one stone?
Yeah,
so we
great
all
idea.
Cover,
make it like a little anthology or something.
Yeah.
And
you so
you
get
have,
maybe four creators, and then if one of them is sales savvy, you can get maybe some local comic shops to put ads in it and cover some of the printing.
Exactly, yeah.
And I think the key there for these guys to do that would be, as comic shop buyers for Free Comic Book Day, Marvel, DC, they all cost us money.
Right.
30 cents.
Right.
28 cents.
Right.
They're getting up there now. Some of the bigger, you know, IDWs and all those guys, it's 44 cents.
Oh, really?
It costs money to give away comics.
Yeah, it's a big expense on the store, for sure.
But they're looking, I don't know, I mean, what these guys, I guess what they hope they can do is, if they can get it out to the shop for 20 cents, right, then the shop will say, hey, you know, I can give away
why
this
not?
For free,
yeah.
And it's cheaper.
It's cheaper, yeah, why not? Yeah. That sounds
now,
great.
What I am going to say to the guys as a bit of advice is, you have to have your ducks lined up. You have to have some sort of products available if you meet with success.
Right.
Because what comic shops don't want to do is promote something that they can't sell later.
No, right. Well, I mean, they don't want to have, I mean, I'm not trying to be mean, but they don't want to have some sort of amateurish looking, you know, fanzine that, you know, a couple of guys put together in 10 seconds. Saying, hey, yeah, that's a great idea. We can be published. Let's all put it out.
Oh, you know, cool, man.
Cool, man. Yeah. Right on. They want to have guys that are serious about comic book storytelling. And, you know, they've already got a solid story going, but they just, you know, maybe they're... They're trying to do it on their own.
But the thing, though, is even if it does come out professional, what comic shops want is to know that there's going to be a product out there afterwards that they can buy that they could sell. Because,
right.
You know, if you know, on that Monday or the next Wednesday, the next new comic day, if 17 people come up to the counter and say, hey, you know, that new Danny Champion
book. I love
book,
that book.
I
yeah.
love that book.
Yeah.
That was so cool.
Yeah.
What can I get from there?
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
What else
yeah.
can I buy from him?
Yeah.
You know, and then you can say, hey, you know, this book you can
this
order.
This sold really well.
Yeah, yeah, this is coming out. And so, you know, that would be my, you know, have something ready. Plan for success.
Absolutely. I completely agree. All right. Well, speaking of success, one of the most successful superhero movies of all time was, of course, the Superman movies. So let's go there. Let's have a little bit of the old Superman theme.
Brings us to the main feature of the show, which is free comic book.
Yes.
Which is happening this Saturday at your local comic book shop.
That's right.
This section of Free Comic Book Day is brought to you by
Free Comic Book Day.
At your local comic book shop.
All right. Well, let's
plan to attend.
Let's have it very, very quickly. We've got some comics here that have been fast forwarded to us for Free Comic Book Day.
Yes. What do we have, Chris?
Very quickly, we got to talk very quickly about. So the first one we've got here is the Hypernaturals by Dan Abnett and Andy Lanning. Of course,
Hypernaturals.
Those guys are well known. It's from Boom Studios.
Yeah.
Those guys are well known for their books from Resurrection Man from DC Comics, and I think they did a little bit of work on Swamp Thing as well. I may be wrong about that, but they certainly did lots of work before.
Awesome.
Next one we've got here is Adventure Time with Finn and Jake. Now this is of course based on the. Cartoon Adventure Time with the same name, and this is by Kaboom. Now this is actually a flip book because we've got Kaboom Studios also is putting out the Peanuts comics, so there's also a bit of a flip book where we've got Peanuts on one side, flip it over, Adventure Time on the other.
Peanut Gallery.
That's right.
All right. Then we have who's that?
This is Dark Horse. No, sorry, it's Image. This is Image, and sort of a little bit of everything here. We've got stuff by the Atomics and the It Girl from a Mike Allred, and then you've got Revival and
so hey, listen, you got
Jay
stuff
Ferber.
Like, you know, stuff like Danny Champ was talking about, putting three or four or five different
yeah,
things in
a book.
Yeah,
this is basically what
right?
they're doing. Yeah, yeah. This, we've got G-Man by Chris Giarrusso.
Oh,
lots
awesome.
Of great stuff in
awesome.
There. Lots of great stuff.
And you know what? We're just because we're klutzes.
We really are.
We're running out of time. There are literally. I'm gonna guess because I opened the boxes.
Oh, okay.
I'm gonna guess there are probably 7,000 to 8,000 different titles coming. Free Comic Book Day. There's going to be a lot.
I doubt there's 7,000 to 8,000 different titles.
It seemed that way.
Yeah,
when I was
I know,
unloading.
Probably, yeah.
Okay. But anyway, so I just thought we'd quickly at the end there talk about some of our favorite comic book shops, some comic book shops we don't know, and just give you an overview of what's going on. You know, our you know Canada's you know favorite comic book
right,
shop,
right.
Silver Snail,
yep.
is planning a big thing. There, Phil Noto, who did
or Noto.
Noto.
Yeah.
No.
He's such a knob sometimes.
Right.
So Silver Snail, yeah, they're having their great big store, having the superstar artist Phil Noto, and he's great. He
yeah.
is phenomenal.
And what I like too is they're having a live band, the World Burgers and Nerds with guitars.
Word burglar.
Burglar?
Word burglar.
I like burger better.
Word burglar,
yeah.
And Nerds with the Guitars is going to be playing at the Silver Snail.
Very cool.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Very cool. All right.
We've also got now Happy Harbor in Edmonton.
Yeah.
Is going to have their own amazing local artists come by, and they're going to be doing a great big thing with that. They're going to have... Nat Jones and the Evil Roller Derby Girls.
Oh, yeah, you got to go there.
Woo!
Our good friends in Happy Harbor. Hey, a Schuster Award-winning show
right.
store,
yeah,
by the way. Great, great stores out there in Edmonton.
Yep.
So go out there if you're listening in that area. Head out to enjoy their free comic book day. Of course, our favorite store as well, the Dragon.
Yes.
Jen's Dragon. They have Jay Stevens there.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, who's the creator of Land of Nod. Secret Saturdays and Tootenstein.
And I believe, I think I got an email from Jen saying she is baking muffins.
Oh, wouldn't that be nice?
For everybody to come through, so that'll be good.
Now, as far as internationally, like Free Comic Book Day isn't just in North America.
No.
This is international.
International.
So you know, we've got a couple of stores here if you're listening from London, England.
London, England.
I say. Orbital Comics.
Free Comics.
Yeah, will be the creators of the Transformers comic book will be there. Simon Furman, Andrew Wildman, Stephen Baskerville, and colorist J.P.
The mayor of Baskerville.
And we've got...
And I think they are giving away, I read this in their, I think, Facebook page.
Yeah.
Free crumpets.
Oh, and tea. Oh, yes. Is that delightful?
Yes, it is. And so please go out there to Orbital and enjoy that. Who else is...
And then in Gosh Comics.
Gosh,
in London, you've got they're also giving away free comics as well, and they have all kinds of different small press people, including Carrie Fransman, Ray Friesen, Tom Humberstone, Roger Landridge. Oh, I love Roger.
Oh, yeah.
Roger Landridge. He's the guy that did all those Muppets. He's a big Muppet revival. Yep, love his stuff. Sarah McIntyre, Will Morris, Julia Shield, and Christian Ward.
And they have all you can eat taters and mash.
Yes. Yeah, I love it. Bangers and Mash.
Oh, geez,
these
jokes don't work.
You know what, Danny?
Right.
You need to give English
to
London, England.
Thesaurus.
Yeah.
Right, and then we got Puerto Rico Pulse. Puerto Rico, Last Galaxy Comics. They have artist Kenneth
Rocafort. This is basically Red Hood and the Outlaws. That's that DC comic.
Yeah.
And they've got one of the guys doing a signing there. That's
fantastic. Now, how does that work? You see, listen. Poor Kenneth there. He's on vacation. He's on the beach. Some comic we even parted. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. It's Kenneth Rocafort. Oh, my God. There's a local comic store. Could you come sign?
Please,
all right. I'll sign. He's going to be sitting there on Saturday. What the hell? I came down here for vacation.
Doing here?
What am I doing here?
My tan's going to look terrible.
I know.
Yeah,
anyway,
I know.
Thank you, Kenneth, for heading down to Puerto Rico and signing at Last Galaxy Comics and Toys. Of course, there are 78,000 comic shops around the world. All of them,
now,
almost.
Walt, what are you doing for your store?
Big B in Hamilton will be having Leonard Kirk.
Oh,
he's
right.
Going to be signing. Okay. And Joey Jeremiah.
Hold on.
From Degrassi Junior High.
He's going to be here.
Yeah, he's going to
sign
autographs and stuff.
Great.
And Niagara Falls, our store there, will have Richard Comley, the creator of Captain Canuck.
Nice.
And our Barrie store will have, I believe, some guy that lives in Huntsville that can draw.
Oh, nice.
He's going to come down and draw.
The Huntsville guy.
Yeah, the Huntsville guy.
He's good, I hear.
He was popular last year.
Yeah, I hear he's good.
Anyway, so that's it. That's our free comic book.
Now, I know last year you had a barbecue. You're going to have the same thing?
Oh, free barbecue always.
What are you doing? Burgers and hot dogs?
I think Scott, our gourmet chef, he said it's a surprise.
Oh, boy. It must be good.
Yeah. Come hungry.
Yeah.
And... bring your own gravy.
Come hungry, but make sure you get there by 11 because all the food will be gone by then.
I think it's, I'm not sure when the thing is. You can phone the show.
I just know that every time I show up, it's all gone.
Okay.
Guess I got to stop showing up
at 5. You come at 5 to 6.
Yeah, I know,
All right, Chris. I think that's it, right?
Sadly, that is all the time that we have for today.
All right. Comic Culture is produced by Anthony Falcone, engineered by Andrew Roebuck. For comments and suggestions, please visit comicbookdaily.com. Click on the podcast link. Scroll to the comics field, the comments field, and add your comments. Also hear us on comicbookdaily.com and getthepointradio.com.
And remember, learning karate gets you half the way to being a superhero.
Yes, and please support your local comic book shop, especially this weekend on Free Comic Book Day.
Yeah, by going out and getting free comics. What better way to support your comic shop? By getting free stuff.
I couldn't have said it better myself.
I hear you. All right, have a great day.